Blog Talk Radio.
No chicks, baby.
Yeah.
No chicks,
you around chicks, y'all. Check it out, y'all. Let's fly, wonderful.
Yeah, y'all.
Tony Stark,
Tony Stark.
Monday night, I'm gonna
go for this hot shit. Good shit, big checks, I'm gonna stay wise. Keep your eyes open if you're wild and in your spot. Pretty Jeff Ghost and I sit on the profit.
It's only like 5% out of 100. Do it to yo. Through the lights, cameras in action, glamour, glitters and gold. I unfold the scroll, plant seeds and stampede the glow when I'm deceased. But then the beast arrives like yeast to conquer peace, leaving savages to roam in the streets, live on the run. Police paying me to give him my gun. Trick my wisdom with the system that imprisoned my son. Smoke a gold leaf, I hold heat nonchalantly. I'm raunchy, but things I do is real, it never haunts me. Wow, funny style, niggas rolling a pal. Booster heads profile on a bus to Riker's ass. Holding weed inside they pussy with their minds on the pretty things in life. Props is a true thug's wife, it's like a cycle. Niggas come home, some'll go in, do a bullet, come back, do the same shit again. From the womb to the tomb, presume the unpredictable. Gun salute life rapidly, that's the ritual.
Perhaps bullets bust, niggas discuss mad money, true lies, and white guys. We can see you through the eyes, catch the most on tape. Kilos disintegrate, Pyrex pots, we break fiends, breaking plates. In the building, niggas building, like little children staring. The most the niggas ain't caring. Sirens circling, fiends are lurking in your baggage. No one's going down. What? Smack him in his cabbage in the woodwork. Crack sales bubble like bullworms in the project. Richest niggas rocking all the real work. Police questioning. Rooftop cats investing in. Trading in they Lexuses. GS is sending messages. 2 and 2 make 4. Crystal crazily poor. Gun wars, my crew fail them like swords.
With the green levers, 100-pound snakes and cakes. Fiends found the lakes. Jealousy jakes. We shake. What I strive for is what I live for. Infatuated by my material thing in this wildlife for warlike somewhere over the rainbow. I see a big pot of gold, future stacks, so I hold thousands of cracks bagged up inside the shoebox. Don't keep Jack in my lap, don't want to see Tupac. Got 2 spots, a new lock, fluttering rocks, shootouts making me hot. Crooked cops, bad Tony in a ball drop. In and out, I'm banging niggas for slot time. Hurry up, Duke, I'm next online. And what the fuck was you looking at? By the way, young blood, hit me off with that Green Bay hat. Watch it back inside the hall. New niggas fly through like doors, yo. They're staring in the mess on your adrenaline run. Cigarette niggas be swindling. New jack surrendering, come home not remembering. Made bail with different size kicks on. A white dress shirt, looking gay in the yard. And you got hurt in flashbacks for the day room. Mop ringing style. Your faggot ass got bass, trying to turn it down. You told your boo you was wildin'. Once you heard Wu, out of the blue, your family's from Shaolin. High class cooks, someone best is out of phone books. Infirmary niggas are screaming, I got shoot. Sharpen toothbrushes, 190 mix with baby oil and shit. Your man's in the kitchen stashing ice picks. Well, I'ma end this with a big red cherry on top. Me, Nas, and Ray got the best product on the block.
Blurred up,
throw your
good
hands
shit.
Up.
Good
cock
shit,
back
nigga,
the
next
magnet.
Time, no,
say
no,
whatever
your
Hawaiian
style. Keep your eyes
style.
Open
exotic
and you wild and in your fly
shit.
A ghost.
Floating
Chef
on the 9,
nigga,
in the
profit.
Yo, fuck with your Bongi fan, 007, man. Shout out to the whole AFM. Shout out to everybody attending to the event tonight. Let's get it popping. Get Tony Bro with the recap.
Yo, what's good out there, man? Tony Bro, AFM the fuck up, man. Oh, shout out to everybody that was there. Yo, man. Caps, a lot of shit to talk about, my
yo.
Nigga. A lot of shit to
yeah.
talk about. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How,
a lot of shit to talk about, bro.
How was the atmosphere?
All right, so we can get into the atmosphere. It was at Club Drum. Anybody familiar with that? That's a standard, like, you know what I mean, New York City style lounge, you know what I mean? Like it's pretty official, you know what I mean? The type of spot that you could bring your girl to and shit, have a few drinks if you wasn't watching the battle. So good atmosphere overall. Was not very packed, though. I would say...
Wow.
I've been to events prior before. Yeah, probably on the lower side. I mean, it was not a super packed event at all. A lot
okay.
of battlers came through, man. A lot of battlers that wasn't battling came through. Born, Mike P, Jerry West, Jay, 400 Block. Like, It was mad people. A lot of Team Homie came through. A lot of the, a lot of the young Brooklyn MCs came. You know what I mean? Like, it was a lot of support out there, bro. Irv was there randomly, like, you know what I mean? Irv from Don't Flop, man. Irv from Don't Flop was there. You know what I mean? And and Poison Pen was there too and shit. Like, shout out to him. So yeah, it was a decent atmosphere. I think you know, your diehards are there. Like, so it was a lot of focus on just listening to shit, like letting the bars just marinate and shit. So it was good, man. Overall, in terms of the, you know, the vibe in there, despite it not being like super packed or nothing like that. You know what I mean? So.
Okay.
Yeah, it really wasn't too many people in there though. That I was actually surprised given the names on the card and shit. I'ma keep it real.
I mean,
it was a little bit
what you mean, like when you say it like that, like
what?
Like, nice, you got, you wanna know now, like what you mean, like not really like 100, 200,
we
late,
talking
maybe, like
probably less than 100, probably more around 70, 75. Like, it was not, that was not a big, like, packed house. Like, I mean.
That's crazy, because the card is fire.
The card is fire. The card is fire. So, but okay. All right, this is what you're going up against, though. I thought about it, right? So when I got back to the crib and shit, I'm like, what's niggas doing? Roommate here, pops and shit, like, all the homies, niggas is watching the Alvarez fight. Alvarez Chavez is a big deal, like, especially in the city right now. So, you know, you probably was butting heads against that. But I'm just saying, I mean, you're talking Big K, JC, 40, you know what I mean? Show off over, like, you got to, there's names in there that should be able to pack a house, you know what I mean? To capacity, I would think. But, you know, despite all that, it was a good atmosphere and shit. But, yeah. That's what I mean by
that's some
by
real
that
shit. What you just said, yo, that really is some real shit. Like, yo, hell yeah, like them names right there. Like, they should have been able to pull that weight anyway. Big K, we barely even see you battle. JC's on fire.
Yeah,
Swave, you from Harlem, so I mean,
Swave, Swave,
like,
right?
Tommy should be 40, the number one viewed female battler. Like, yeah, show off is your backyard. Oh, red in Jersey.
Yeah.
I feel you. Okay, go ahead. I feel you coming.
So that was a little bit strange to me. I mean, I don't necessarily understand it like that. I would say, you know, in terms of like, you know, shit, usually I think we usually start a long time, like it was a little bit more timely and shit like that. Took a little bit longer. I think people was just trickling in and shit. So, you know, it took a little bit longer to start and shit. But when they first popped everything off, man, they started off with Don Dollar versus Truffaut. Now, Truffaut, we actually ended up getting an interview with him and shit like that. He's from Chicago. Like, I didn't know, like, he rolls with Heavy Half and shit like that. Like, okay, so this battle, so this is a one-rounder. Like, Easy the Block Captain and Trax is a one-rounder, and Don Dollar and Truffaut was a one-rounder. All right?
Okay.
And the thing about this that was dope, though, was that, like you could tell Don had been a little bit more seasoned and shit. He came across a little bit more polished. Both of these cats, I think, got some talent. You know what I mean? But it was areas where I'm like, both of them, I wasn't necessarily feeling too tough. Don, it kind of seemed like he had a certain format down. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was it's not really that we go hard style, but it was definitely glimpses of some of that. You know what I mean? The way that he was setting his shit up. Bars is there. They spit for a minute too. Like, they really was trying to get at each other. I think Don was a little bit stronger. He just seemed more polished, more, you know what I mean, in tune with how to deliver shit a certain way. What I'll say about Trudeau is that this dude, like, you could tell, you know what, and we already say this before, right? You can tell who makes music. You really can, man. Like, it's a difference when somebody, like, is actually a rapper. You know what I mean? Like, because they putting together this intricate shit, and sometimes they're not leaving space for that bitch to breathe. Now, me personally, I like when motherfuckers can also rap too, because it just makes they whole style way better. Just in my opinion, you know what I mean? Now, Trufo got the skills to be dope because his shit is there. Like, the content is there. I told him afterwards, I'm like, man, you got to let your shit breathe, bro. You got to let it breathe. You have to. You saying too much hot shit for it, you know what I mean? Like, and then it just starts to get, like, damn, like, you saying all this dope shit, but it don't even come off the same because you know what I mean? You kind of rush through it a
little bit. Is he aggressive like Heavy have? I've never seen
it. Yes, very, very much so. Both of them was, bro. True, like they he was aggressive, man. He was like so. The fact that True is more of a rapper than anything, it kind of maybe it takes away from him just delivering that shit. You know, Heavy Half when he hit that punch, like it's a fucking like it's a bolo. Like he throwing punches, like you know what I mean. True don't really have that, but he had the aggression and shit. I think Don took it. Just because the content was there, Heavy with the, you know, with the bars and shit like that. Both of them, obviously, I think they got shit to work on between both of them, but it was a good showing and shit. I'm not mad at either one of them coming back type shit.
Okay.
So that was that. I got Don in that shit. One rounder, probably about somewhere around 8 to 10 minute rhymes and shit between each of them, it seemed like. And then the next joint you had was Easy versus Trax. Now, yo, Easy the block captain, man, yo. So before the Snake Eyes battle came out and shit and all that, we had brought up Easy before, and I was like, I don't really know about son, because last time I seen him, he was going up against Swave, and you know what I'm saying? It didn't look right. Like, maybe just because it was Swave up there against him and the crowd was doing what it was doing, but I wasn't too high up on Easy, man, but between the Snake Eyes battle and this battle, yo, son is nice, man. I fuck with what Easy did.
Yeah,
Easy
fire.
Man. Like, yeah. Easy was dope in this shit. Okay, so he started off the shit first, man. Took off in the same lane that he was giving, same type of shit he was giving Snake Eyes, bro. Straight up, man. Like, schemes, heavy wordplay, you know what I mean? All the aggression was there. The shit I like about Easy is that it's not just straight up to the punch or all these obscure references and shit. And I think it's because he's from Philly and they got a certain type of way they like to put their shit together and shit where they, you know, they really be on some rapping, like flow and shit. So he was mixing in that Philly, that street Philly shit and all of that in there, you know what I mean? So it was a lot of that in there mixed in with the schemes and all that. So he gave you a lot of shit to work with, man. And I was like, man, if Trax don't come on his shit, this could get ugly, bro. Easy shit was strong though throughout the whole thing throughout. And then Trax,
okay,
yo,
okay, okay.
All right. So then the nigga Trax starts, right? Now I seen him before when he had come, he had got to the venue and shit, put his shit down, you know, kind of was to himself, you know, pacing and shit like that, like just really in his own head, you know what I mean? So I'm like, man, like what is niggas really gonna do? You know what I mean? And Trax, man. Yo, Trax started spitting, and it was like, first it was like, damn, where's he going with this? You know what I mean? But then, like, Sun just started getting into that content, man. Real smart, well put together bars, bro. Like straight up, like again, another person that was just rapping, like very much rapping. And you know, talked to him afterwards
okay.
too, and he has shit on SoundCloud. Like he's an actual rapper too. So He was mixing his shit up very well, bro. Like this probably gonna look real good on camera, man. You know what I'm saying? For two
nice,
guys that
nice.
I think a lot of people don't really know like that. Two guys that's new, like, well, at least Trax is newer to this shit. I think Easy is getting more and more polished. That nigga, once he puts it together in certain ways and can create a few more of them moments, he'll have his shit together, man. And it was dope to see, man. Trax is from Nashville too. Like, shout out to Nashville, man. Like, I was shocked. I'm like, damn, okay. So, you know what I mean? Real Southern, but real smart with it. You know what I mean? I think it'll probably remind a lot of people of St. Mike in terms of just that wittiness and that heavy content and not giving you the same old cookie cutter, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4 punchline shit. You know what I'm saying? So,
okay.
I think that, I think some went over well, man. Some went over real well in the room. All right, so past those are one rounders. And like I said, I got Don and I got Trax winning, but I got to see Easy and Trax again to really get into it. All right, so we get to J Murder versus Floss the Boss. Wow. Wow. Yo, listen, man. This battle right here was dope because the tension, man, the tension was real, bro. It was real. You know what I mean? Like J Murder is not, you know how he get down, man. Like, he going to be talking to you, going to be in your face, like, real aggressive and shit. But this was a little bit more to it, you know what I'm saying, in terms of his overall demeanor up there and shit. I think out the gate and shit, Easy went first and shit and came up with some – yo, he came up with some shit, man. And I think the difference between this and the heavy half shit – oh yeah, my bad. Floss.
Yeah, Floss the Boss.
Floss went first, and I think the thing that was different between this and the heavy half shit was that he had the material just down, bro. Like, it was down packed. It was no stopping. It was funny. Like, that nigga's hilarious, man. Like, when he be talking certain shit, yo, he's funny. It was aggressive. It was no stumbling, nothing like that. First round was very strong from him. First round for Murder. Murder getting into that bag. You know what I'm saying? I think I gave Murder the first round. I gave him the second round. And then when I got to the third round, it was like, oh, shit. You know what I mean? Like, that's the one that you got to watch again. Now, this battle got a little bit petty, though. I ain't going to lie. I don't know if just because, like, niggas was up in each other's faces rapping. Yo, nigga, listen. It got petty, man. It got petty. It was like, Jay, you know Murder get in your face and he you know, you start spitting his shit, and, you know, if it's anybody that you kind of going to be like, all right, bro, like, try to, like, create a little bit of space and shit. So anytime, like, Floss will put his hand up to get a little space off and J Murder slap that shit down. Now, me personally, I like shit like that. I'm sorry. I know some niggas don't care for that. I like shit like that because, like, yo, the stakes is high right now. It's almost like a nigga can really sense that it's 1-1 right now.
Yo, and Murder, like, was slapping his hand down?
Yo, Murder was slapping that nigga hand down. Every time he kept, you know what I mean? Like, he's in the nigga face, he rapping, Floss trying to bring his hand up and shit, like, create space, and then he just slapping that shit down. Just slapping that shit down, yo. That's, yo.
Damn.
Murder was funny for that, yo. Murder was real funny for that. And I think Floss didn't like none of that shit, bro. He was not feeling that shit. That nigga was like, yo, you're gonna be hitting my hand, yo. Like, you gonna respect, you know what I mean? Like, shit like that. So, shit was dope, man. Overall, in terms of how aggressive the battle was, content wise, I feel like that third is really what it's gonna come down to. I'm saying right now, J Murder got that battle, but I will have to see that shit again to really be sure. But this is a much better Floss. This is a much more, what's the word? Because this is a much more, like, digestible version of J Murder. You know what I'm saying? I think, I don't know if I'm the only one in this shit, but sometimes he can get, like, if you're not a battle rap purist, or if you're not one of the niggas that really be in tune with all the intricacies of that shit, he can lose you. And he can, like, lose you for a while type shit. Because he had some shit where he had started a scheme off, you know what I'm saying, then like 12 bars in, he'd go run back to that scheme type shit. And if you wasn't there in the beginning, you already lost. But he wasn't doing none of that shit, man. It was dope, man. I like the battle and shit, like just the energy of it and shit. So I got to see what it looked like on cam. Know what I mean? But yeah, I got Murder taken. All right. But,
so you got Murder 2-1.
Yeah. Murder 2-1. Murder petty as fuck, yo. That nigga petty. I don't know.
So he was slapping.
So every time he slapped his hand, they had to stop it or something?
Nah, it just was then it kind of got to a point where Floss is like, man, I'm a grown ass man, my nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Damn.
But yo, Floss had a bar in there that was fire, though. Some shit like, what he said, something about the gap in his tooth or something like that. So you asked me why I'm a loud boy, but of course I had to call the dentist, and Dre Dennis was behind him. That shit was fire. I'm like, okay. Like, yeah, Floss Floss always had bars and shit. It was just him putting it together a certain way. So that was cool. All right, so then you get to Sway versus Heavy Half. All right, so yo, coming into this battle, right, man, Taps is taking a deep breath.
Yo, Sway needs this, man. I gotta hear this, man.
Yo, I listen, man. Even before everything popped off, I'm like, you know, Sway, one of them, like, you gotta kind of. Like, I like to, like, look and see what, you know, what motherfuckers is looking like, and, you know what I mean, all the before game shit, and try to figure out, like, damn, is this nigga pacing around? Does he, like, he got his shit together? Nah, man. Swave out the motherfucking gate was cooking. And it's going to be, it's comparable. So here's the thing, is that, to me, when Swave gets into his, like when he really gets on his brutal shit, you know what I'm saying? When he really gets into that bag, man, he's a hard motherfucker to beat. He took that, you know, usually Swave is a little bit slower with his shit. He took that bitch and sped it up just a little bit, and was rapping, and was fire. Yeah, that first round, Swave first round was real, bro. It was just like, it was vintage Sway, but at the same time, it's just like, man, like, he cooking and shit.
Sway went first?
You know what I mean? Probably some of the best rhyming I heard from Sway in a minute. Sway went first. He said some shit like, my blade separate black from white meat like apartheid, but what? But the way that he throwing that bitch together, though, it was like, yeah. You know what I mean? All right, so then Half is on first and shit. Half took a little bit of time to cook. He took a little bit of time to cook. You know what I'm saying? The face on Swave while Heavy Half was rapping is fucking priceless. I don't know, like, Swave just a funny, like, he a funny nigga, man. Like, the way he was looking, like, yeah, all right. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. Like, Heavy took a little bit of time to heat up and shit, but once he got into his bag, it was the same type of vintage, you know what I mean, Heavy Half in terms of, like, just hitting you with the raw lyrics and shit like that. It wasn't as effective as Swave's first and shit. To me, I know Caleb had Celeb, shout out to him, he had Half win in the first round. I definitely didn't call that for Half in that first round. So if we go to the second round and shit with Swave and shit, yo, Swave had this fucking bar, bro. He like, yo, nigga, he's like, you out in the suburbs with your white neighbors with money bags. He's like, I'm in the hood and my white neighbors look like money bags. That shit was fire, bro. I'm like, what? Like, yo, Swave, man, Swave had some shit, man. He had some shit. And then he ended that bitch with two good, like, fire haymakers and shit. Half second, man. I think Half took the second for sure. And it was just like, you know, slow start out the gate. It was a man that realized that if he didn't come with his shit, he was going to be down 2-0 type shit. That's what I think. Anyway, but I would say going into the third, it was 1-1. Swave in the third. Swave get to the third and shit. Man, Swave got to the third, man, and he said this shit. He's like, I chopped the body up into put it in two heavy bags and weigh it out, give his mama the heavy half. Like, bruh, oh my. Yeah. This is the shit I be talking about. I'm like, that shit's so powerful, man. Like, it was that Swave shit.
Rocked the whole room, damn it.
Nigga, shook the room. Niggas was like, all right, man, like, yo, what the fuck? Like, this is a grown man battle, man. I'm sorry for all you niggas that, you know what I mean? Listen, I'm into a lot of the same shit as y'all, you know what I mean? And into the intricacies and the wordplay and the metaphors and the lyrical miracle shit. Yo, I get it. This battle might not be for some of y'all, though. Like, this is a grown man battle. Like, two grown-ass men talking grown man shit, so... Like, salute for them having them that type of battle and shit. Like, I'm gonna keep it real. But Half third was fire, man. Half third was fire, and this is why I gotta, like, I'm gonna have to watch it again. I'm going to have to watch it again. And I think the only thing I think, okay, so if I could just step back and kind of talk about what was going on, I think this is a great swave. He's still, whatever energy he's riding from that Tink shit, he's keeping that momentum. Him doing the rapid shit with that raspy, suave, powerful delivery is fire. It's fire. If he keeps doing that, he's going to be fucking niggas up. I guarantee you. Heavy Half, I think with this shit, he was a little bit, he seemed like he, I want to see him develop a little bit more in terms of like strategy on how to really take niggas apart and shit. Because he has all the ability is there, all the intangibles in there. Son has his rhymes. He's going to hit you with some head, like it's just some street shit, like straight up Chicago shit that he'd be talking. I think in terms of like battling, you know what I mean? Like he's probably going to look at this shit and try to come up, incorporate some different angles and maybe mix in some different tactics. You got a little bit of funny shit from him here and there. Swave, it was no games in there with, and that's the type of Swave you want to see. So overall, I think both of them was dope, man. Swave is consistent from that Tink battle, better than he was against Shotty P, and the Heavy Half continues to be as good as he has been. So he's only getting better. So that was dope, but I'm giving that one to Swave. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Swave in that one.
So yeah, I got Swave in that one. Pending another watch. Half was dope, but I think Swave got it. And but again, man, I'm not mad at nobody picking Heavy Half in that one. All right. So
okay.
All right. So there's only one battle I can't really speak nothing on, and that's 40 and QP, and that's only because a nigga needed a break. I'm sorry. I did. You know what I mean? I had to do a couple
Damn.
Of things, man. I had to run around a little bit. Yeah. Shout out to JC, man. We needed to talk about a few things, man. So you know what I mean? That interview's gonna be coming soon and shit. But that cut into like right. the first round of their shit. So, but JC me all. All right, so that's the perfect segue into Big K and JC. Big K and JC lived up to whatever you thought it was going to be. It lived up to it.
Uh-huh.
You got a great Big K. You got a great JC. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
These motherfuckers did not play with each other. They both was trying to win. They both was trying to kill each other, like bad. All right, so that you know that just got to be said, man. I've seen Big K live one other time, and this motherfucker. When I tell you he's in that bitch like all business, like this nigga, he may as well go to the stage with a fucking briefcase and open that shit up, and just start getting to work, man. Because he's just there to work, man. He was saying shit the way he was setting this bitch up, man. He was saying shit like, I got the knife in the toaster. I'm about to shock myself. Like, I'm like, oh, shit. Like, but that's just the setup. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was mixing in jokes. He was mixing in the fucking schemes and shit. He's like, what he say? He said, fuck what he be on. Say, I carry these twins for Jay. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was fire. That was a little setup and shit. Like, I was with that, you know what I'm saying? Vintage Big K, though.
Okay.
Now, the only thing I was worried about, though, and I think he sort of fell into this shit, he was doing a lot of the joking, man. So my niggas who don't like the joke, like one nigga came up to me and was like, I don't know, man. It was a lot of joking and shit, man. I don't know, Tone. You know what I mean? Like he one of them type niggas because with JC – with JC, it's like you're not going to get by on short jokes, but you know, Big K is funny as hell. When you hear these type of jokes, he's like, yo, when you walk past the middle school, the eighth graders be mean mugging, like shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, he was snapping on JC. All right. So then we get to, JC's first and shit. Like, nigga, again, this is another one where JC out the gate was going crazy, and I can't wait for the Trez battle to come out because similar in style, similar in terms of that reaction and shit. You know, what I mean, he was saying shit like, "What strapped up like cool niggas when passing the cops." J- judging by these guns, titles, there won't be no after the shot. Like, that's shit like that. Like, he's just mixing in everything, bro. So, and I was like, yo, I gotta at least get some of these shits. Like, that gun titles bar, I think, was crazy. He had a line in there about Av. I think JC got the first round. Was yeah, man. Oh, man. She's like, it's still fans out in Norfolk. They just changed the Av. Like, that was fire. Like, you know what I mean? It was a couple little Av flips in there that was real dope and shit from both of them. So JC looked real comfortable on the stage. I think overall, I think the heavy, effective, like, punches and shit from JC got him the first round. Now, you get to the second round. Now, the second round is where, like, Big K gets into that roasting bag, and that shit was powerful. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. And then he goes into this whole shit where he's talking about, you know how motherfuckers be like, oh, yeah, he ain't believable, but it's pen dope. Like, he was breaking that whole shit down. Like, he's like, oh, what you mean to tell me is that he's lying, but the way he's lying, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was dope, bro. Like, he put that shit together, a certain way, man, and he was back to back to back to back with these shits, bro. His second round was crazy. And yeah. I think JC might have been a little bit light in the second. Just a little bit. It's going to be one of those battles that is going to be preference and shit like that. Again, the jokes might get him in trouble and shit. And then once you get to the motherfucking third round, to me, it was 1-1 going into the third. I had JC winning the first round. I had motherfucking Big K winning the second round. Big K says some shit like, oh, he said some shit and was like, oh, that really ain't true, like them jeans you rocking. Like, and got on JC, like, oh, man, was roasting JC fit, like, yeah, was saying, like how you got a shirt on with a $20 bill and that shirt don't even cost the $20, like, you know what I'm saying, like, some shit like that, like, he was going in, man. Yeah.
Really?
He's like, nigga.
Sound like JC might have smashed this.
Look, I can't, obviously, I ain't delivering the same way as K. But when you hear them jokes, man, it's gonna be comparable to what he was saying to Big Cannon and shit. Like, so it was real effective, man.
His third round was Fire versus Cannon, and he was roasting
and
shit.
Nigga. Yo, when you get to the motherfucking third round, it's really like niggas really. I'm not really a point system type of dude, man. I mean, I'm a more of a bar person than anything, but I'm not a point system guy because I feel like that's fast. I feel like I'm doing homework when I do that. But if there's any time to pull out the point system, this really might be that battle. It really might be.
Word?
It's gonna be close. Yeah. I don't think you can have it, you know what I mean, like one guy really winning the shit over the other one on some crazy shit. Like I don't think you could do that. Not with this.
Okay.
And I definitely won't be able to do that shit off of one watch live. I'm sorry, I can't do that. All right, So yeah, man, that battle was dope, man. That battle was dope. Big K hasn't lost a step. Obviously, you give him this much time to write, he's gonna come with some crazy shit. He's still an asshole up there. Like anytime he didn't like a bar that JC said that, you know, that he felt like was ass, he'd do that little kick thing. Like, and motherfuckers is waiting on the kicks and shit. So that was, you know, he's still petty as hell.
With the crowd fucking with him?
The crowd was fucking with both of them, bro. The crowd was fucking with both of them. And it was like, and I think a lot of people coming in, you know what I mean, was real split on what happened, and we got a show. We got a fucking treat off that one, man. We got a treat. All right, so I would say, I would say that shit was, yeah, that shit was real. Yo, this nigga Big K said, I'll swing on you, Jay, and hit you with the silent bob. Like, oh, my God. Like, nigga, what? Just shit like I don't know, man. Shit like that be killing me, man. I'm like, all right, you going into the bar setting it up like that, like, I fuck with that. All right, yeah, so if I need to say a winner on this shit, and it pains me to say it, as much as it fucks me up to say it, because I was calling JC, I'm saying Big K 2-1 only because I think his third was a little bit better. But,
okay.
But I'm going to have to see this shit again. And, I just think both of these niggas are at the top of their game right now. They just at the top of their game and shit, especially JC. All right, so
you know what, Tony, bro?
Go ahead.
Real quick, as far as JC bars, was the crowd catching everything? You know how JC be over the head like a motherfucker. Was they? It's a question.
You know what? You know what, man? I talked to him about this too. I realized that he changed his style so much in order to accommodate motherfuckers in the building, man. Like, it's a little bit slower, and once he gets to that punch, he does it in a way where, damn, you might not get it immediately, but you get that late reaction, you know what I'm saying? So it was a lot of that in there, man. And a lot of that overall tonight where it was like, motherfuckers is really, like, thinking about that bar, like, damn, that, and you would get like, damn, that was fire. Like, you know what I mean? Well, motherfuckers catch it later. But JC has been doing this shit where he's structuring this shit so deliberately that you have to catch it. Like, you're going to catch it. And he's rapping slower than he used to. You remember, Cats, how he used to rap when back in the Mac Myron days, back when in the Lynx day, you know what I mean? Like, Young Pablo, he would just go. Like, nah, he doesn't do that anymore. So it was real deliberate, man. And both of them have a way of saying some, you know, they have some complex shit in there, but they mix it in and all that, right? Like, and then Big K did call out the fact that he feels like niggas just be cheering about any Fresh Prince or, like, Friday bars and shit. So he was calling out. They was really kind of getting at each other's styles. So that was dope. Know what I mean? So all right. All right, man. Let's get to this.
Here we go.
Man, let's get to this O-Red versus Show Off, man. Wow. Wow.
The way you said that was kind of crazy. Like, okay.
My nigga, listen. Leave O-Red alone, man. I don't know if we need it on a t-shirt. I don't know. Like, I don't know what we need to do at this point, man. Leave O-Red alone. Leave that nigga alone. This nigga was wigging on Show Off, bro. He was wigging. Yeah. Bad. Very bad. My nigga, Show Off went first. Show Off first round was cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, Show Off does that thing where, it's never straight to the point with Show Off for the most part, right? But I think the cool thing that he does is, like, in between getting to that point, like, he really takes you on that trip to get to that punch. You know what I mean? Like, you really got to go along with that. You know what I'm saying? And it's weird. It's like sometimes you be like, all right, Show, what are you trying to say, my nigga? And then he gets to it. It's like, oh, shit, okay. Like, he had a lot of that in there, man. Real fast rapping shit. Both of them was rapping their ass off. Show Off first round was cool. The only thing I think about only problem I have with Show Off shit, I felt like he kind of got a little bit rushed with his shit. It was a little bit rushed, I felt like. Red first round, man, oh my God. He went crazy. And this is going to remind people of the old Red that battled Daylight, a more polished version of the one who battled Av just now. And he was flipping the That's My Lingo shit. He was flipping a lot of that shit. The thing about old Red, man, is that, like, it's not just 1-2-3-4 punchline, and it's not drawn out scheme. It's some crazy shit. And then half the time, while the nigga rap, like, he's saying some fire shit, but he's trying to continue. But it's like, bro, you can't just be saying that and think niggas not going to cheer. You know what I mean? So it's like he was getting a lot of reaction and shit off of that. And then I think right now, man, you don't wanna fuck with O-Red. So first round, O-Red got that shit clear. Second round, now Show Off is starting to incorporate these freestyles, these rebuttals and shit in there. This was a little bit better than what he gave St. Mike. And I will say this, I went back and I watched the St. Mike battle. I was a little harsh on Show Off for the freestyles in the second. He was actually pretty cool. For a nigga that's, like, really trying to incorporate that into what he's doing, which I do respect because he's taking that risk, I think he's actually not bad at it. You know what I mean? Like, he's funny. He got control while he's doing this shit. Sometimes it might fall a little flat here and there, but he immediately jumps right into his written, so it's cool. You know what I mean? So Show Off was cool in the second. Like, it was a little bit more than like, okay, at the end of the round, I was like, man, if O-Red come like he did in the first, it could be close. You know what I'm saying? So, but if he, you know what I mean? If he surpasses that, man, this battle might be over. So, O-Red starts snapping. Just, nigga, out the gate, bro. Like, it was just, yeah, it was crazy. You know what I mean? Like, I think he went to the personal, he got to the personals, he got to the whole, he flipped the That's My Lingo shit. He flipped the That's My Lingo shit into a double entendre, man, like a triple entendre. Like, he was killing. He was, any lyrical checklist that you want to make, O-Red was hitting all them notes, and then the nigga choked. Yeah, he did that. He choked in a second. Yeah. I don't know what to say about that shit. Like, I don't know. But it kind of seemed like, it seemed like he was rapping, you know what I'm saying? And he said one of his lines way earlier than he should have type shit. So then when he starts to keep rapping and he remembers that he said that shit at an earlier point and shit, and he just stopped. And it seemed like while he was stopping, he kind of was reciting this shit over and getting to that spot again. But then he got right back into it. But the way that I work, man, you choking around, you lost the round anyway. Now, I'll tell you this. Once O-Red got that bitch back, there was no drop-off. In fact, it probably was a lot worse. Once he actually started rapping again, it was crazy. So, but Show Off gets his second round because of the choke rule, and that's not going nowhere. Like, I don't even feel bad saying that. You can't choke, my nigga. Like, don't do that.
Show Off choke bad? So, he said Show Off choke?
Nah. O-Red choke.
O-Red
choke in the second round. Yeah, and before the choke, it was like, this is starting to look ugly. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was like he was hitting all the right notes. He was doing his thing. And then I think what he said, one of his later lines too early. So then, you know, he started rapping it, and then you could tell he was about to say that same shit. So he just kind of stopped. Then he kind of, you know, I guess he sort of repeated his shit back to himself. Then he got back into it. You know what I mean? And yo, his material was crazy, bro. But he choked. You can't get that round, man. I'm sorry, bro. Like, fuck it. And the content was impeccable. The content was impeccable. But fucking so then you get to the third. You get to the third round. Show Off starts to heat up. Show Off was heating up in that third, man. I don't know what it's gonna look like on cam. Like, I don't know what niggas is going to be saying and shit like that, but Show Off started heating up, man. Like, it was rapid fire. It was intense. You know what I'm saying? It didn't seem like – so to me with Show Off, right, I think Show Off does the best when he's, like, extra motivated, like, as a chip on his shoulder and shit, when he gets into that legend killer type of mode and shit. I don't think he necessarily had that same type of intensity against O-Red, although it does seem like he's trying to work on different aspects of his battling and shit, right? So I don't blame him for that. But he gets to that third. He's more intense. He's giving you some shit, man. It was a good round from him. O-Red just started – he started losing his fucking mind, bro. He started losing his mind, man. He did, man. It was bad. It was bad. That third round is overkill, bro. The third round was overkill, man. And the thing is that I think he had won the third round probably with another 30 seconds or so to spare. Like, he had won that bitch very early, and just the next rounds is just overkill, man.
Was it that clear of a difference?
Yeah, it was very clear. It was very clear, and I mean, I know people want to get on Show Off for, like, him having, you know, control of that room and shit like that. But, bro, nah, man. Nah, it was, nah. Nah, that was crazy. That was crazy. Because O-Red had, like, it was just too much, man. He's like, I'm in the Pontiac behind the wheel. I'm Mac Myron, like, just talking about, like, just taking it to different regions, and you know what I mean? It was a lot, man. It was a lot. That third round was crazy, and it's probably going to look crazier on cam. I think if you want to say how bad of a loss it was, I think this might be show's probably his worst loss. Yeah. I'm willing to say, I really thought about it on the train ride. Yeah, I think this might be, And it's like, oh, Red choked in a second, you know, and people are going to say this. If he hadn't choked, then it might have, you know what I mean? It would have been a solid 30. It would have been, because I don't think Showoff got the first or the third round. You know what I mean?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And I'm not going to say Showoff didn't have no shit. We all know Showoff be having shit. Showoff, you know what I mean? He's working on different aspects of his game. To me, is what it looked like. O-Red came in there to kill that nigga. O-Red came in there to destroy him. Like, O-Red is in form right now. He's in good form. You know what I'm saying? We need to figure something out with him. And again, Showoff wasn't ass at all. Like, I just think O-Red was just that much better. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I figured it out though. The shit I like the most about what Showoff does though is when he gets into that technical shit. He had this he flipped the word promises probably about 5 or 6 times. Promises, promise his, promise sis, and then like, you know what I'm saying? Like prime assist. Like he was doing that shit a lot, and it was crazy. Like he just kept going with it. I like when he gets into that bag, or that intricate, that technical bag and shit like that. I don't know how powerful that shit is up against a nigga who's trying to hit you with solid fucking haymakers and make them shits hurt. You know what I mean? And then old Red went into the – I don't want to spoil the whole thing, but he definitely called ARP out. And it was a very good moment. It was a little bit awkward. Called out the whole contract shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Basically a version of Swear to God with the league owner. And it was, that shit was effective, bro. Yeah. I don't want to spoil it, my nigga.
Damn, okay.
My nigga.
ARP was getting tight?
Yeah. Yeah, no,
oh, wow,
ARP wasn't getting tight. ARP had that. I know this nigga not about to say this, yo. Like, you know what I mean? How your man's give you that look like, yo, man, I know you're not about to say that in front of all these people. But, yeah, nah, he said that shit. He did. O-Red was like, he asked him a question, and ARP didn't want to say nothing. You know what I'm saying? He's like, yo, if this is true, say facts. And then, he says the question, nigga, ARP just standing there like, look, he's like, yo, it's going to look worse if you don't say nothing. It's going to look worse if you like, and it did. It was like, nigga, the crowd was eating that shit up. It was a good angle, man. And, you know, O-Red is good for some shit like that. So it went over pretty well. But, yeah, man, that's what I got, man, out of the event and shit like that, man. I'm like I said, I didn't get to see the whole 40 bars and QP joint. From what I did see, it seemed like, I mean, it definitely was a pin battle. To me, probably the type of battle you put in the middle of the card. The energy probably wasn't there toward the end of it. I can't truly speak on it that crazy. They both had some shit that I fuck with between, like, in their later rounds and all that. But I wasn't going too crazy about the battle. The kind of the atmosphere wasn't really there. And then I think 40 kind of was like toward the end, you know what I mean? She kind of stopped a little bit short. But I'm going to have to go back and watch that. I would be doing that shit an injustice by saying, like, you know, whatever about it. But, you know, overall, though, man, like I said, it was a good atmosphere and shit like that. Good battles for the most part. Everybody pretty much showed up for their shit. As far as what I would say was battle night, obviously Big K and JC. After that, I was really, really fucking with that Swave heavy half battle. I'm fucking with that battle tough. I think like in terms of like what surprise of the night was O-Red for sure. I didn't think he was going to do that. I didn't think that was going to happen. And then I would say watch out for Trax because he's dope. And then you know what I'm saying, and the kids from Chicago and shit, like yo, it was a good event, man. It was a good event overall and shit. QP was there. QP jumped in during the 40 bar. Well, QP Clean jumped in during the 40 bars battle and shit. And he hit it with the, you know what I don't like about you, dog? And then he started jumping into that bag, roasting her and shit. Then he roasted C3. Like, it was cool, man. It was cool. But yeah, man, like I said, I think the joint was tough. I think probably if I'm trying to compare the Blood, Sweat, and Tears 4, I think 4 might be still a little better than this. Overall, maybe too early. Got to see it on cam. And, yeah, man, they building over there, man. I think the two undercard battles are going to be guys who are going to get names eventually. Like, I see Easy get, like, Easy's next time that he battles is going to be against, you know, somebody for sure. Like, he impressed, I thought. So, yeah, that's what I got, man. That's what I got out of it, man. And other thing too, man, look out for those interviews, man. Real, real good in-depth type of, you know, interviews and shit like that with Bourne. Shout out to him, you know, shout out to Ryder. Mike P was talking his shit again, you know what I'm saying? And ran into Green, Badafi Green, you know what I mean? Was there, Jerry West, everybody was there showing love and shit. So, yeah, man, it was cool. Cool little event, you know? Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. I think now we really got to see. I'm anxious to see immediately after these battles, man. I want to see who Swave next opponent is. I want to see who Show Off got next. I think O-Red versus JC probably needs to happen on RBE. I mean, they already battled before, but the way that they battling right now is just like, it's crazy, man. Yeah, so I think that's good though, man. Know what I mean? Caps, you still there, man? Caps, what up? All right, so this is what I'm gonna do, man. Yo, shout out to everybody that was listening and shit like that, man. Shout out to everybody that was there. ARP, shout out to you, man. Still a good event, you know what I mean, and a very good atmosphere and shit like that. And then all the battlers and shit that were there, you know what I mean. And I think if I have any sort of influence on what goes on, if any of this matters, Swave and Heavy Half should probably be the first release. Just saying. But on that note and shit like that, man, we're gonna sign out, man. We're gonna get it going, and we come back through on Monday and shit. Wait, hold up, I got Caps. Yo, Caps. All right. Anyway, we come back through on Monday and all that, man. But make sure you tune in and subscribe to Angry Fan, AngryFan007 on Twitter. Make sure you hit up the Facebook page. You know what I mean? Hit the YouTube account. Definitely send us your hate mail. I like that shit all the time. It gets you through my day. And shout out to y'all, man. Shout out to Battle Rap, too. Peace.